Okay, good afternoon, everybody. One of the great young rabbanim in Stern College asked me the following shaila. He wrote to me, there is a dating activity where you reserve a room in the city and it's empty. I mean, there's a pool table, there's a couch, there's a speaker, there's lighting. It's cool, but the door is locked. You reserve the room, and when you go at the time of your reservation, you can unlock the door with your phone, and you then enter the room, and the door is locked on the outside. So my question is it Yichud? It's called Shark Pool. You can go online and find it. It's a popular dating place. Question is that an employee can enter at any time. An employee can view the camera. There's a camera in the room. So is that an Isra of Yichud? So you may recall, for those who were here last year, I don't know if it was last year, we discussed at some point Yichud in a different type of dating room called an escape room. So is this the same? So this is one of those examples where maybe even a nuance of difference can make a huge difference in terms of the halacha. So let's review again some of the basics. There is an issur of yichud. The Gemara at the end of Maseches Kiddushin tells us, "Remez liyichud min atarim minayin," and it quotes a pasuk, "Yisischa chicha ben imecha, ben a meses ben av eno meses ela mikan that sheben misyachid emimo." But you're not allowed to be misyachid with kol arayos shebetorah. So good, you're not allowed to be yichud with arayos. What about if someone is not arayos, like a pnuya, a single girl? So the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Vav, says that David HaMelech was already gozer on Yichud with Pnuya because of a terrible episode that happened with his own children. Now, there are a number of heterim that relate to Yichud, but only one or two of which relate to this case. There is a heter called Pesach Pasuach L'Rosh HaSarabim, that if you have the door open to a Rosh HaSarabim. So over here, the door is Dafka locked. It's not Pasuach L'Rosh HaSarabim, so it seems that we don't have that heter. Now, the Pischei Tshuva holds that if the door is closed but not locked, it's usur. Whereas the Radvaz, based on Rashba, says closed but not locked would be mutter. But again, over here, it's closed and locked. Not only that, if the people on the outside are not a Rosh HaSarabim, the only people on the outside of the door is fewer than three people, the Pesach Tshuva writes, that's not called Pesach L'Rosh HaSarabim. So L'Chora, you don't have Pesach L'Rosh HaSarabim. What if you have a Chalon Pesach L'Rosh HaSarabim? You have a window that's opened up? So Rav Moshe's Mekel, if you have a window that's opened up where a lot of people can be able to view through the window what's going on inside, Rav Moshe's even Mekel, if you can't view the whole inside side of the house through the window, but people walking by in the Rosh HaSarabim can see basically what's going on in the house, even though they don't see every single spot in the house. A little bit difficult to understand why that would be the case, why you would be allowed to be in parts of the house that are not visible through the window, but again, that all assumes that it's Pesuach L'Rosh HaSarabim. A camera, one may argue, is similar to a window that people could see from the outside. You can't come in through the window, but you can see in through the window, so a camera also, you can see in through the camera, but again, it seems that you don't have the Rishos HaRabim issue over the Rishos HaRabim heter over here, because it's not a Rishos HaRabim that's able to see in, it's the employee or two that's able to peek in on the camera. There's also a machlokas between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman, if you're not currently in a Yichud situation, but you could easily turn it into a Yichud situation, whether that's problematic. Rav Moshe holds that a car is a problem even on a busy highway, because you could always turn off the road and go to a secluded place. So even while you're on the busy highway during the daytime, even that's going to be problematic. Whereas Rosh Hashanah Zalman said, no, even quiet streets are matur, because other cars can pass by at any time, and even though it can easily turn into a yichud situation, but right now it's not a yichud situation. So what do we do with cameras? How do we treat cameras in general? So there is a sefer Ohel Yaakov in Hilchos Yichud, where he suggests that if you have five conditions, then the cameras will be mutter. First of all, there has to be no blind spots in the camera. They have to be constantly working, not just motion activated or whatever. It has to be a high quality image. It can't be some blurry image. People have to have consistent access to the cameras, and the people that are in the room currently have to be aware of the cameras. If you don't know that there are cameras there, so it's not going to create any inhibitions when you're in front of the cameras. As far as what the poskim have to say about cameras, Rav Eliashiv held that you can't rely on cameras because the feed can be cut at any time, and you would never know the difference, right? I know in Kashrut sometimes you have cameras set up in all the establishments, and at some point, you know, unless you're checking every day, it could be that that there's a problem, that the feed is cut, and then you try to go back and look at the cameras, and then only then you realize that the camera's been broken for the last month, and you just haven't gone back to check. Rav Vosner thinks that a camera is doesn't fit under any of these categories. He says Pesach Pasuach means that people can come in. A camera doesn't give people access. It's similar to Chalon Pesuach. He says, Lo Mipnei Shonu Medamin Nasa Maisa. It's not a window. It's a camera. It's a different thing. You can't compare the two things. Chazal never spoke about, and the earlier Poskim never spoke about cameras. They only spoke about windows, so you can't compare them. Rav Nissim Karelitz is not so sure. In Chut Shani, in Mezuzah, page Tav Chav Tes, he says that the classic heterim of Pesach Pesuach and Bailu Be'ir work because they take away the chashash to do the Avera, they take away the cheshek, rather, to do the Avera, since you don't feel like you're in a private place. So he says that's why, that's the lumdus behind all of those heterim, is that you don't feel like you're in private. But when you feel that you're in a private place, even though there may be cameras in the room, then you don't have those heterim. So that's what Rav Nissim Karelitz holds. Rav Yecheskel Roth writes that if nobody is watching right now, even if people can watch later, the camera is also not going to help, because the case of Pesach Pesuach is that somebody will see you in the act. And also, he says, having one person, even if it's a kosher person, won't help, because the heter of a kosher is only if he's in the room. You would need several people to be watching. So what's the possible heter? So if you recall, when we discussed the escape room, we said that it could be that there's somebody watching the entire time. Not only they're watching the entire time, then they're conversing with you the entire time. Meaning sometimes you're, if you've ever been to an escape room, I've been schlepped to an escape room more than once, and on the you know, they'll say except for the guy in the corner who's doing nothing, that's me. You know, the other people should be aware of this or that. Or, you know, they should be they try to help you along. They give you clues, they give you hints, and they can and do come in at any time. Sometimes they'll come in the middle, and they'll do, you know, so there is that possibility. Either prutzim, but if you were to try to do something indecent, they would stop you. So this is where the shark, what do we call it? The shark pool, may be different than the escape room. I don't think they come in at any time. It could be that they could, and they have no reason to be watching. It's not a game that they're helping you play, meaning it's just you're hanging out in the room. They're giving you a nice romantic spot to hang out for a couple of hours. So it's true, they, it could be that they don't want you doing something like totally indecent. That actually may make a difference also in terms of the lumdus of the Yisr Yichud. This we didn't discuss when it came to the escape room. Is the Yisr of Yichud an Isser only on account of Chashash Bia, and when it's not Shaykh that you would have Bia, because let's say there are rules against it and they would come in and they would stop you, then there's no Isser Yichud? Or is it, you could do anything else you could do and they won't stop you, right? It's only probably if you treat it like a cheap motel, they'll stop you, but they're not going to stop you if you do other Isurim. So how do we view the Isser Yichud in that regard? So that's a major machlokas aposkin, whether the Isser Yichud is on account of a concern that they're going to have Tashmish, or an account of a concern that they'll violate any sort of Isser. It relates to the Geder of Isser Yichud, whether it's a Siyagda or Raisa, or it's an Isser Be'etzem. Is it just to protect you against the Isser of Bia, or is it an Isser Be'etzem? There's a separate Isser called Yichud. So Rav Shach writes in Avi Ezri in Hilchos Isser Bia, Perichav Beis, Halach Yud Beis, that it's an Isser Be'etzem. Nothing to do with whether you're going to have Bia or not. And he uses that idea to answer for Rashi in Kiddushin Payalev. Rashi says that Baila Be'ir is still Aser, it's just that there's no Malkus, which is an unusual shita, that even Baila Be'ir is not a real heter, it just takes away the Chi of Malkus. So Tos says, Anrasim, Imanavshach, if there's a Chshash Tashmish, then there should be Malkus also. If there's no Chshash Tashmish, then there should be no... And then it should be mutter legamri. So Rav Shach explains that there's no chashash tashmish, but that doesn't take away the Yisr Yichud. The reason that there's that when you have Baila Be'ir, there's no chashash bia, so there's no need for makas mardus. The makas mardus is on account of the chashash bia, but the Yisr Yichud is still going to be there anyway. And that explains why the Gemara, when Rav Yosef said shekulu dargu mitosi bibi, to remove the ladder in between the top floor and the bottom floor, that works because Baila Be'ir, because there are two issues. There's the actual Yichud, and then there's the Chashash Bia. By taking away the latter, they take away the actual Yichud. Baila Be'ir takes away the Chashash Bia, and therefore you've solved both problems. That's how Rav Hillel Zaks in the Sefer HaZikaron for Yecheskel Sarna explains Tosas Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Zayin. That Yichud, Tosas says Yichud the Nida is mutter when it's your wife, because Sofa Li Toher. He says, because Sinisr Be'etzem, that doesn't apply to people who are fundamentally mutter to have Tashmish with, even though right now, at where they're in a current state, it's not mutter to have tashmish with. So that is one mahalik, that it's an isra be'etzim that regardless of a chashash bia, there's an isra be'etzim that you're not allowed to have yichud. However, the Chazanish and the Gulyonos and the Aviazri says that the simple reading of the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, is that it's a siyag d'oraisa. They say, Asulis yached im erva me'arayos bein zakeina bein yalda shedavar zeh goreim legalos erva. Right? Very clear. Shedavar zeh goreim legalos erva, the Rambam writes. That is a siyag d'oraisa. In fact, Rav Moshe, in a tshuva, Neben Ezra, Chelik Dalet, Tzim Samechei, Os Yud, discusses, what if you have a zakein? This is very common. You have a very old person and they need an aid to help them out, just to live on a day-to-day basis. Person's 90 years old or something, and they need someone to help them out. So they're incapable of bia at that age, and he says that since there's no chance of bia, it should be mutter. There should not be an isra yichud. He only cautions that it's difficult to know at what age there's no chance of bia whatsoever, right? Meaning people nowadays, yet even more advanced ages, are looking younger, they're more sprightly, they're more vibrant, and Baruch Hashem, the state of health is nowadays much better than it was a while ago. So he says you have to be careful, but he's willing to be makel for yichud pnuya in such cases where it seems that logically the person is not capable of bia. So the choru would depend. Those are the two ways of looking at the isra yichud, in which case there would be an isra over here. So again, when we came to the escape room, Rav Neuberger thought it was mutter, but just better not to do. This l'chora is worse. First of all, it's meant to be more romantic. They don't come in while you're there, even though they can. And it could be that the isra yichud is an isra ba'etzem, so it's going to be an isra anyway. And also, it's always important to keep in mind, as we always try to remind ourselves, that the isra yichud is a bare minimum. It is not a maximum of the caution that one needs to take when dating, especially for a while, when people date for extended periods of time. Kanohug bi yeshiva seinu. Then we need many more gedarim than maybe others would require. And when people falter in this area, it's not only a violation of an avera, but it gets people depressed and it gets them questioning their entire commitment and everything else, and it affects our overall avodas Hashem. So one should be extremely careful and use yichud as a bare minimum, not a maximum. Okay, have a great day, everybody.